This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Once again, unwelcome news for China's Hubei province. More than 100 new coronavirus deaths. The toll of fatalities is approaching 1,400. And there are thousands more confirmed cases, dashing hopes that the pace of infections had stabilized. The AP's Charles Oledesma has the story of the numbers.
China's National Health Commission says just over 120 more people have died, and there have been nearly 5,100 new confirmed cases. The numbers have been rising more quickly after the hardest-hit province changed on Thursday its method of counting them. Hubei province now includes cases based on a physician's diagnosis, and before they have been confirmed by lab tests. The commission has said the change is aimed at identifying suspected cases in which the patient has pneumonia so they can be treated more quickly and reduce the likelihood of more serious illness or death. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities say it is not clear how she was infected. North Korea has apparently escaped the new virus so far, but there are concerns if it comes, Pyongyang could face daunting containment issues. Bill Gallo reports for VOA from Seoul.
It isn't yet confirmed that the new coronavirus has reached North Korea. But if it does, experts warn the North could quickly face a humanitarian disaster. Not only does North Korea lack proper medical supplies and infrastructure to deal with an outbreak, many parts of the country are poverty-stricken. And aid groups that want to help must first get permission from the United States and United Nations because of international sanctions on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But the U.S. State Department on Thursday signaled it supports providing quick exemptions for those groups. A spokesperson said the U.S. is deeply concerned that North Koreans are vulnerable to the disease. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States confirms it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a possible step toward a political end to the war in Afghanistan. Under the temporary accord, talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government are to begin within 10 days. And U.S. officials say all of this could lead to the withdrawal of American forces from the country. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is complaining about things that he says make his job more difficult. One of them, President Donald Trump's tweeted expressions of unhappiness with the Justice Department. Reacting to that, President Trump today tweeted that he has the legal right to ask his attorney general to involve himself in the prosecution of criminal cases. A handful of U.S. Republican senators joined their Democratic colleagues in passing a resolution calling on President Trump to terminate the use of U.S. armed forces for hostilities against Iran, unless those actions are authorized by Congress. It happened yesterday. Mr. Trump is expected to veto the measure, arguing it would be dangerous to limit his war-making powers. The World Food Program says food distribution for hundreds of thousands of displaced people was disrupted by fighting in Syria's northwest Idlib province this week. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting in Idlib Tuesday prevented UN trucks carrying food and other relief from crossing the Turkish border into Syria's embattled northwest region. The World Food Program reports the conflict caused a 24-hour break in the distribution of vital supplies. The UN says Syria and its Russian allies' military operation to regain control of Idlib from rebel groups has displaced more than 800,000 people since December, 80% of them women and children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he's decided to deploy a so-called Security Force Assistance Brigade to Africa. He says the unit will be trained, organized, and equipped to aid allied African nations in the face of what he called great power competition on the continent. At the same time, Esper said the United States would pull some American combat forces out of Africa. The U.S. Central Command says it has seized a large cache of weapons and munitions likely headed from Iran to Houthi militants in Yemen, that the haul was intercepted during an operation earlier this week in the Arabian Sea and involved a small fishing vessel. Pakistan has approved new rules to regulate social media platforms, a move critics denounce as an attack on freedom of the press and free speech in the country. Companies such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google will be required to remove content that Pakistani authorities deem unlawful. The demand is that the companies provide information about users accused of posting blasphemous material or content that could incite violence and endanger national security. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.